Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Portland, Oregon. Falun Dafa earns highest award in Starlight Parade. Orlando, Florida. Mayor issues proclamation to Falun Gong. London. Spectators find Falun Gong Parade powerful and meaningful. Heilongjiang man dies 12 days after release on medical parole. Young practitioner in Argentina follows Dafa teachings in his job. And Calgary, Canada. Government officials support Falun Gong in major street festival. Now for the stories.
Portland, Oregon. Falun Dafa earns highest award in Starlight Parade. More than 100 groups participated in the 42nd Starlight Parade Rose Festival in Portland, Oregon on June 2, 2018. Among the groups, the float made by Falun Dafa practitioners earned the highest award, the Sweepstakes Best Illumination Award. Known as the City of Roses, Portland has had more than 100 years of history with the festival. The Starlight Parade is one of the most popular events, with an estimated 320,000 people watching the event. The practitioner's redesigned float featured the theme Uplifting Mind and Body, a green color scheme that represents spring, and plum flowers that symbolize practitioners' determination in their faith despite its harsh suppression in China. On the float was a lotus throne surrounded by colorful clouds, while on the top stood a gold sail. Even while the float was being prepared, people were taking pictures of it and posing for pictures with practitioners in front of the words Falun Dafa and Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance on the float. One older couple said they were touched by the greatness of Falun Dafa and practitioners' perseverance in their belief. Two young people from the Lions Club who came to take photos were shocked to hear about the mistreatment of practitioners in China for their faith. The parents of two children at the parade had died from torture while in detention for their belief. The Lions Club members thanked the practitioners for sharing the information with them and encouraged them to continue their efforts. After the parade started at dusk, the spectators were excited to see practitioners in traditional Chinese costumes, while those dressed as heavenly maidens sat on the float and demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises. Some spectators mimicked the exercise movements. A local television station broadcast the event live. Many stages were set up on the parade route for hosts to introduce the participating groups. One host said that Falun Dafa has more than 100 million practitioners worldwide and follows the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. He added that the exercises were suitable for all ages and that the practice is free of charge.
Orlando, Florida. Mayor issues proclamation to Falun Gong. Mayor Buddy Dyer of Orlando, Florida, marked the 26th year of Falun Dafa's public introduction by issuing a proclamation declaring May 13th as World Falun Dafa Day in the city of Orlando. Master Li Hongzhi first made Falun Dafa public in Changchun, China, on May 13, 1992. The practice has since spread to over 100 countries. People of many races and professions benefit from the practice. The Orlando Proclamation stated, "For years, Lake Eola Park has been a place to learn the practice of Falun Dafa, a Chinese spiritual practice that combines meditation and Qigong exercises with a moral philosophy centered on the tenets of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Through moral rectitude and the practice of meditation, practitioners of Falun Gong aspire to better health and ultimately spiritual enlightenment." The proclamation also condemned the Chinese Communist Party's persecution, saying, "In 1999, the Chinese regime, which estimated that 70 to 100 million Chinese were practicing Falun Dafa, launched a brutal all-out campaign against the peaceful group on a nationwide scale. The ongoing suppression has potentially claimed hundreds of thousands of lives, according to researchers. Since 1999, numerous Western governments and human rights organizations have expressed condemnation of the Chinese government's suppression of Falun Dafa.
London, England. Spectators find Falun Gong parade powerful and meaningful. Falun Gong practitioners held a grand parade in London on June 3, 2018, to showcase Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and expose the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of innocent practitioners. The Tian Guo marching band headed the parade and was followed by Falun Gong practitioners holding banners and display boards. The procession passed through Chinatown and downtown Oxford Street as many spectators lined the route. Ms. Li from Beijing told the reporter, "I happened to be having lunch in a restaurant and hurried out to watch the parade. I didn't know that this group, which is suppressed in China, had grown so large outside of China. And so many Westerners are practicing it too. I'm totally surprised." Ms. Li said that her father used to practice Falun Gong too. She had heard something about the practice from him. She said those who follow truthfulness, compassion, forbearance should be supported. Professor Lin from Taiwan said he teaches at a British university. It was the first time he had seen a Falun Gong parade. He said, "I think it's great for Chinese culture to receive widespread attention around the world." He recognized Falun Gong practitioners' persistent work on improving human rights, saying, "It not only concerns China, but also the whole world. Human rights is a very important issue." He was happy to see Western practitioners in the parade and was interested in learning more about Falun Gong. Mr. Lin, an immigrant from Hong Kong, was happy to see the Falun Gong parade. He said, "It's great. More people should join Falun Gong. The Chinese Communist Party should improve its human rights and treat its people better." He was very proud of his Chinese culture when he saw Western people also practicing Falun Gong. Christy from Scotland had been touched by the document, Candlelight Across the Street, which is about Falun Gong practitioners' ongoing peaceful protest in front of the Chinese embassy in London. She made a special trip to see the Falun Gong parade. "It's so touching," she said. "The persecution of Falun Gong is so terrible. I can't understand how anyone could ignore it. The persecution is a shame. Everyone should work together to stop the persecution of such a peaceful group." Anna Lei, a tourist from Switzerland, remarked, "It's so powerful. Such activities will bring changes. If more of us would stand up, our voices calling for justice would be louder."
Heilongjiang man dies 12 days after release on medical parole. Mr. Liu Shubin was emaciated but had a swollen belly when he was released on medical parole on May 17, 2018. He had been diagnosed with liver cancer and ascites 15 days before that. He died on May 29th at the age of 56. The Dongbao City resident was arrested on February 2, 2015, after being reported for distributing informational materials about Falun Gong, a mind-body practice being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. Mr. Liu was bad-tempered before he took up the practice of Falun Gong in 2012, but he totally changed after he began living by Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Having had first-hand experience with Falun Gong, Mr. Liu took every opportunity to inform people that the practice is nothing like what the state propaganda states. This landed him in police custody in February 2015. He was sentenced to a 3.5-year prison term. Mr. Liu was later diagnosed with osteoporosis and lost the ability to walk without assistance while awaiting trial in a detention center, but he was nonetheless admitted to prison. Mr. Liu's family requested his release on medical parole, but prison officials said he was not sick enough. Mr. Liu was beaten in April 2017 for doing the Falun Gong exercises in prison and had bleeding in his eye as a result. The prison called the family on April 23rd to say that Mr. Liu had been diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver and that funds were needed to cover his medical costs. His family was forced to wire money to the prison, even though the prison is legally obligated to provide medical care for its inmates. The family had also paid for medical insurance for Mr. Liu when he was first admitted to the prison. The prison called again on April 26th, saying that Mr. Liu's condition had deteriorated, and a third time on May 2nd, saying that Mr. Liu had liver cancer, ascites, and kidney stones. They offered to have him released on medical parole. Mr. Liu wasn't granted medical parole until May 17th. He wasn't able to sit, eat, or sleep comfortably during his last days, and died 12 days after being released.
Young practitioner in Argentina follows DAFA teachings in his job. I am a 23-year-old practitioner from Argentina. I have been practicing Falun DAFA for a year and a half. I work in a restaurant where all the employees are DAFA practitioners. The restaurant is a place for cultivation. We make a concerted effort to prepare good and healthy food and pay great attention to detail in all aspects of running the restaurant. We also talk about Falun DAFA to all of our customers and clarify the truth about the persecution that DAFA practitioners are suffering in China today. I spend most of the day working at the restaurant and sometimes even work double shifts to cover for a coworker, or we stay late, thoroughly cleaning up so that the morning shift can start the next day with a clean kitchen. In the past, I would have demanded more pay for every extra minute I worked. But now I have never asked for a cent more because I follow Master's teachings. We opened a new restaurant in another country this year, in a good area, to reach the people who may see Shenyun Performing Arts. It was a truly arduous effort to achieve this since we have just 5 cooks, 3 for the morning shift and 2 on the afternoon shift. We now have the same number of cooks with 2 restaurants during the busy holiday season. We have worked double shifts every day for 3 months. After 2 months in the new restaurant, the head chef returned because she was needed in the other restaurant. I then became the head chef in the new restaurant. We had to work there for 1 more month. I was afraid and anxious and wasn't really confident about my abilities. But I knew that Master would help me, so I asked him to help me do a good job so that the restaurant could maintain the expected high standards. At the end of my month at the other restaurant, Shenyun Performing Arts arrived in Argentina. We prepared the meals for the entire company, almost 80 artists. I worked from 8 a.m. until very late at night. We had 2 kitchens, the restaurant, and another kitchen to cook for the company upstairs. So I went up and down from the basement to the second floor all day to help and to manage the production. In this stressful situation, I was able to think about others and how my actions would impact them instead of thinking only about myself and following my selfish desires. I could only do this because of DAFA's teachings, which guide me to be a selfless and generous person, willing to make the extra effort for others in difficult times. I would like to thank my fellow practitioners because without their support, effort, and sacrifice, I could not have achieved all this. At the same time, we have achieved greater unity and harmony among ourselves after these events, thanks to the coordination that occurred even in the most difficult moments. In addition, other practitioners supported us at all times and gave their time and their best efforts in this important project.
Calgary, Canada, government officials support Falun Gong in major street festival. Falun Gong practitioners joined the annual Lilac Festival on June 3, 2018. Hundreds of thousands of Calgarians attend this event each year, along with hundreds of vendors. During the parade, spectators were impressed by beautiful costumes, energetic music, and the bright smiles of practitioners. Many stopped at the Falun Gong booth afterward to watch the exercise demonstration and obtain informational pamphlets and other materials. Upon hearing about how the Chinese Communist Party has persecuted good people, some Chinese agreed to renounce their memberships in the party organizations. Representatives from numerous political parties also participated in this event. Jason Kenney, current leader of the United Conservative Party in Alberta, was a parliament member between 1997 and 2016 and has always been supportive of practitioners. Near the end of the parade, Kenney came up to shake hands with practitioners. He also spoke aloud in Chinese, "Falun Dafa is good." He said the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance have benefited Canada and the world tremendously. He is aware of the persecution of Falun Dafa by the communist regime in China and praised practitioners' efforts to promote peace despite the harsh suppression. Other elected Canadian officials also praised Falun Gong and the efforts of practitioners in recent letters that congratulated them on World Falun Dafa Day. Jeremy Farkas, a Calgary City Councillor, said that Falun Dafa's message of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance resonates strongly in Calgary and across Canada. He wrote, "I commend the Falun Dafa Association of Calgary for sharing this discipline with Canadians. These values are central to our democratic society." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.